Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Powerful platforms devastating the world. Lucifer has not changed since the Garden of Eden. He mixes partial truth with lies in order to deceive mankind and destroy us. His strategy has worked for eons and is alive and well today. There's nothing new here aside from his delivery method. Now he uses the most powerful platforms in the world to spread his lies. One of the headlines today really caught my eye. Brzezinski, our job is to control exactly what people think. Controlling exactly what people think is the job of the media. MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski boldly declared Wednesday morning. It's interesting to see that the media is finally brazenly owning up to what I've been saying for some time now. They are engaged in the business of propaganda. Propaganda can be defined as follows: information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. An article in Zero Hedge stated, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas is set to unleash holy hell Thursday on hashtag fake news network CNN. Apparently the network has a mole. In other words, a closeted Trump supporter working deep inside hyper-liberal CNN just gave O'Keefe a ton of behind-the-scenes footage of the most trusted names in the news. Quote unquote. My guess is we're about to hear a bunch of establishment media puppets revealing their extreme hatred for the sitting president of the United States. As we look at the polarization of the United States and the anti-faith movement gaining momentum at every turn, we can better understand why. The media is only comprised of approximately 3% Christians. They dislike us, and in particular the Bible, which our entire belief system is based upon, or at least should be. They have a powerful platform to attack what is right by declaring it wrong, and glorify what is wrong by declaring it as right. This in order to sway others' opinions to believe as they do. They cling to Luciferian methodology by using partial truths buried within outright lies to do it, and now they have found a politically correct terminology to make their lies seem somehow more harmless. Fake news. More deceit. Thank God that President Trump is calling them out for it, and thank God that people like O'Keefe and others are exposing their agenda. We need to get the truth of the gospel out and fight our way through the anti-faith media, including the anti-faith social media giants, to do it. The internet and airwaves do not belong to Satan. Brzezinski's job is not to control exactly what people think. It is our job to tell the truth and spread the gospel and disciple every nation. Our message should be as in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. Whatever you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, put these things into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. We are trying to get the truth out at the Jesus Alliance. They have us outfunded so badly that if it were a fight, they would stop it. They have a huge head start and control academia, the entertainment industry, media, vast parts of our government, and other areas of our culture. But take heart. We have the gospel and the Lord in our corner, and no one should take that lightly. Our revitalized website will have a fresh new look and some excellent content by next Monday. I urge you to view it and our Facebook page. Sign up, like us on Facebook, and become a follower, and share the truth with your friends. Together, we can turn this around. Alone, We will continue to lose the battle for the hearts and minds of our youth and others who get sucked into the fake news of the anti-faith movement. Hopefully you care enough about your kids and grandkids to do something to prevent them from being brainwashed by powerful anti-faith forces. James 3:17, but the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds, shows no favoritism, and is always sincere. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.